Well, this is a story for anyone who's ever been accused of having your head in the clouds. It now appears there's evidence that the sky could actually be falling in. Research on changes in cloud height has found that clouds are lowering now more than ever in the past, and this could be the Earth's way of dealing with global warming. Alison Caldwell reports.
For the first time, researchers have been able to measure the height of clouds on a global basis. In 1999, NASA launched its Terra satellite into space. On board was a multi-angle imaging spectroradiometer. It uses 9 cameras at different angles to produce a stereo image of clouds around the world, allowing measurement of their altitude and movement. Researchers at the University of Auckland studied the measurements taken over a decade. Lead researcher Professor Roger Davies.
Over 10 years, we noticed some changes, and the changes were that overall, the clouds had come down in altitude a little bit.
How much?
About 30 to 40 meters, just depending on how you did it. And that's actually a little bit more than would be needed to compensate for the effect of increased CO2 over the same 10 years.
Why do you think this is happening?
Well, that's a good question, and we don't know the answer. It's most likely due to a change in the circulation of the atmosphere. You need to get rising air to form a cloud, and if the winds aren't quite strong enough, then you won't get that. And so we suspect that's the cause, but we don't know quite the details and how that was actually happening.
If this continues, what sort of effect do you think this could have on, say, the Earth's climate?
If it continues, and it's a big if, but if it does continue, then what would happen? It would slow down the global warming that we would expect. The CO2 is increasing all the time, and that's tending to heat the planet up and raise surface temperatures. And this is a cooling mechanism. It's not strong enough to make their temperatures come down again, but it may slow how quickly they rise.
The Terra satellite will keep gathering data till 2020. What will you be able to deduce from the measurements over the next 8 to 10 years, do you think?
If the second 10 years sort of plays out the same as the first 10 years, then we'll have some sort of confidence that this is actually a response by the clouds to the surface temperatures. It could be just a one-off. It could be just the 10 years just doing below things. If it goes back up again, then it wouldn't have such a strong effect. So that's why we're going to be very interested in looking at this over the next 10 years.
How low would you say clouds can actually go?
What's going on at the moment is not most of the clouds are just staying put. It's the ones that are very high up. We're seeing fewer very high clouds. And there's only so many of those clouds up there. Once they're gone, they're gone. And then things will stay pretty stable. But it would take a few hundred years before we ran out of these high clouds at the rate that they're coming down.
The research has been published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters.
Alison Caldwell.